Patrick Mahomes is something else. We all know it. He's 47-14 as a starter in the National Football League. He's 0-2 at Nissan Stadium. That's final score, Tennessee 27, Kansas City 3. As for the second time in 6 days against an AFC power, the Titans get it done again.
Titans win 27-3. I almost wish we could do the top seven, bottom three today. It was a point made in the chat. You can give a top observation, even though I don't know. Well, you know what? I'll give it to Matt Moon. Already setting up Colts Hate Week.
Ah.
He says this on YouTube. Top observation to open this hour. Derrick Henry dome games be different. So, yeah. I said this to you during the break, Moan. If I had an MVP vote, because it's a week-to-week league, and you just, I'm watching all this stuff. Right now, Henry would get it. I think so. But I do think Kyler Murray needs to be discussed more than he is here. Brady playing out. All these quarterbacks, man. That's the problem, is separating all of them. Brady's great. Kyler's great. Lamar lost yesterday, but Lamar's great. How about Burrow?
Mm-hmm.
That team's 5-2. I asked a violent question. I'm not going to ask it out loud. I asked a violent question to you during the break, and you were just like, do I have to answer that? I said, I already know your answer. I'm not gonna go there. SummerSlam's going to be at Nissan on July the 30th. I'm geeked about that. Super excited. Braves are in the World Series. I do have a thought about it. We'll talk about it tomorrow. Couldn't be more excited. Maybe the only people more excited would be my dad and mom, because they're the reason I'm a diehard Braves fan, is because of growing up that way. I know they're not favored. I don't care. You will not ruin this moment for me.
No. And you know what? They shouldn't, Jay. You know what?
I wouldn't let them. 99. All those Fox guys are Dodgers people out there. Yeah. They were all telling me Saturday night about, oh, you know, the Astros would be favored. I don't care.
Don't care.
I don't care. We got to play, right?
Straight up.
August the 3rd, I think it was, the Braves were 500.
Wow.
They had no business even being in the playoffs. Now they're in the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all gravy at this point. Mm-hmm. There's no reason we can't go beat them.
No.
None.
Absolutely not. They're
zero.
Streaking right now.
So, let me read this real quick, because I've done this all day, and there's a reason why I continue to do it. This from Dan Graziano at ESPN. On overreaction or not overreaction Monday, his piece that he writes every Monday. Number two on this list in bold, the Titans are Super Bowl contenders. I had a hunch the Titans would beat the Chiefs at home, given the way they looked in beating the Bills on Monday night. But regardless of which team I picked, I was pretty sure the Chiefs would be in the game. They were not. Patrick Mahomes posted a total QBR of 6, which was the lowest of any quarterback in the early game window, including Sam Darnold, who got benched for his performance against the lowly Giants. Justin Fields had a 1.9 QBR later in the day.
Wow.
It was 27-0 at the half and a boat race from there. To be clear, the Titans needed only 2 quarters to beat the Chiefs. The verdict. Now, how he does this piece is overreaction or not an overreaction. Remember his topic, the Titans are Super Bowl contenders. The verdict, not an overreaction. How could it be after a week in which they beat the Bills and the Chiefs? Kansas City is the 2-time defending AFC champion, and Buffalo opened the season as a lot of people's favorite to unseat the Chiefs. One of the many things this means is that, should the Titans end up tied with either Buffalo or Kansas City for the top seed and lone bye in the AFC playoffs, they would get that top seed by virtue of a tiebreaker. Bigger picture, though, is it means they can play with and beat anyone in the conference. We've known for a few years now that a full-strength Titans offense is something to fear, but they've really struggled on defense. So the Chiefs' 3 points might be more noteworthy from this one than the Titans' 27. That from Dan Graziano. The reason that I've read these three things to you is because we've had Mike Tannier, we've had Peter King, and we've had Dan Graziano talking about the Titans in their Monday piece, almost at the top of that with the Bengals being above everybody right now in terms of the storyline. But the Titans right there, everybody saying they're contenders, everybody giving Derrick Henry his flowers, everybody doing this. And this is why when you beat the Bills and you beat the Chiefs, if you win against the teams people are already paying attention to, they have no choice but to talk about you. I know Titans fans love to say, I don't care what the national guys say. I think that you do underneath, and I'm letting you know they're talking about your football team right now across the country, everywhere, on TV, on radio, online, everywhere the Titans are a topic of conversation.
Very much so. And it's interesting also, too. A lot of people were saying this, so I just added somebody on the Zone Chat, And just the comments have been coming in saying the same thing. Well, it's all, well, the Chiefs are bad. Well, the Chiefs aren't this. Well, that's because your team exposed them. I think that's a tip of the hat to the Titans to say, hey, we're the reason they're talking about them. And we're on notice now saying that the Titans are, like, that's got to be the mentality moving forward is, look, if this team continues to stack and win and beat teams, the teams, and you know what I mean by saying the teams, you beat the Bills, you beat Seattle, you beat the Chiefs, if you mess around and you beat Kansas City, and I'll even throw that 49ers team in there also, you smack them. Those are the teams that get a whole lot of national coverage, no matter how good or how bad they are. With the more times you do this, the better it is. I mean, I'm looking at the clips through the friggin' window right now and seeing that Patrick Mahomes is being walked off. And again, injuries happen, and I'm not highlighting the injury, but your defense did it. The Titans' defense did this to them. They made them look very pedestrian, and it created a template probably for everybody moving forward. You had Tyreek Hill, who's dynamic as anybody. Kelce, who we know is a headache, man. This defense and what they're doing to him, from the linebackers to the secondary that's depleted, to this front four, five rush tandem that they got up front. Hats off to them, man. They're doing some good stuff, and it's kind of good to see it kind of come full circle.
Dula is in Michigan. What's going on, Dula?
Hey, good morning, brothers. First time caller, long time listening. Awesome. How y'all doing?
Good. We're morning. Doing well, man.
All right, wonderful. I just wanted to give my take. First and foremost, credit to both offensive and defensive coordinators. I believe Downing, for the last couple of weeks, from what I've been seeing, especially when facing mobile quarterbacks, kind of making them feel as uncomfortable as possible and having them run to the side where they're uncomfortable throwing, which is their left side. We saw that with Josh Allen, and same thing with this week. We saw that with Patrick Mahomes. Most of the times he was scrambling for his life, he was running to his left side. And that, you know, one of those picks that we got was him throwing it on his left side. And then as far as offensive coordinators, Todd Downing did a wonderful job because now you're facing 8, 9, 10, 11 in the box.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people are coming in with a lot of pressure. And I think I read yesterday that his throws were less than 2.7 seconds or around 2.7 seconds, which have been the fastest throw rate in the NFL this season so far. And I think that's crucial now that teams are focusing on Derrick Henry. You have to find a way to get those people in the middle open up and get rid of that ball as soon as possible because, you know, we all know that Tannehill has been sacked the most in the league. Mm-hmm. And to combat that is finding those quick routes and distributing the ball and let A.J. do his thing down the middle, which he thrives on. But overall, to all the Tennessee Titans fans, great win. Looking forward to the Colts because it's a divisional game and we can't look – past that, and then we'll see what we really made up once we face the Los Angeles Rams. Appreciate you guys for having me on this call.
Absolutely. Sure.
Appreciate you.
Way to go, Dula.
I was good. Solid. From Michigan.
No, that's right.
By the way, too, I was walking through the airport. We had an early flight yesterday morning, and I just got to say this. As a former player who only showed up to stadiums, I'll say this. To the fans that show up in those stadiums, and I realized this. We were in Atlanta. It was a bunch of people who were in Atlanta flying down to Miami. I saw some Titans fans getting on the plane that we were on early in the morning. As a player, you don't see the behind the scenes, just like fans don't see the behind the scenes of what goes on inside the facility or the stadium. My appreciation for what the fans do to support the league and the players went up big time yesterday. I think that may have been my first Sunday morning in an airport, and to witness that many different teams getting on the plane to go to different cities to support their team – I don't think enough can be said about any fan base that supports their team, especially the ones that are getting on flights to go watch a team from out of state. It was cool. It was kind of refreshing to me, and it just shows that, again, football right now in this country is just king, and I enjoyed seeing that, man. I'll be real with you.
So, yeah, pretty much.
I mean, it's cool to actually see the fan side of what really is the heartbeat of the league, man. It was so many Miami fans in Atlanta going down and people from Atlanta flying into Nashville on like that straight flight coming in. Some cool, cool stuff. And also this, we're going to give you flowers. Vrabel kind of broke out the whip yesterday too on that aspect.
615-737-1045, 737-1045. Reaction Monday continues. A reminder, Titans DB Kevin Byard will join us at the top of next hour. My first question, I'll go ahead and spoil it for you. What the heck's happened over the last week?
Mm.
I'm going to leave it that broad and let him speak on it. It is Jay Mart and Ramon here on 104.5 The Zone.
Anytime we take the ball, I like to have a fast start, and something we focused on all week. And I felt like, the guys executed, we're able to hit a play there to AJ and then get on the ball and operate.
That was Mike Vrabel. He's probably feeling pretty good. It was the best week of his coaching career. He's won bigger games, but he has not had a bigger, more impressive week. You think about it, and I don't want to bring this up other than just to say, if you beat the Jets, the only loss that you would have had is against an undefeated football team in the first week of the season, when it could have even been explained away a little bit as being the first week of the season. But maybe if you don't lose to the Jets, you don't galvanize, you don't fix a couple of things, and maybe you aren't undefeated. Everything else would have to go the same way. But that's just the one head-scratcher. But that's the way the NFL works a lot of times. Yeah. Thursday night, maybe you won't have an undefeated team anymore. You want to talk about a Thursday night matchup? Holy cow. Green Bay at Arizona?
Ooh.
Lord, at first. Shy ain't no joke.
Yeah. Ooh. That was Kayla on Friday.
Yeah.
Quoting A.J. Brown's tweet.
Boy, you want to talk about a game.
That's a ball game right there, folks.
Again, the only thing I question about Arizona when we're speaking about undefeated, will they crash out?
Well, I don't know about crash out. I think the floor is pretty high right now. Do I think they win the Super Bowl? Do I think they're the best team in football? I don't know.
I'm just thinking about the Steelers going that far, that long.
And
no,
I think
letdown.
They're better than the Steelers were last year, though.
I'm just saying in general, like this – It's still early, and we talked about that too. Like, it's still early early in
the
season.
Yeah, it is. I mean, they've won seven.
But we'll see. They're playing
lights out football right now.
They're playing good too, surprisingly.
But this will be the moment. This is Kyler against the Hall of Famer and Aaron Rodgers, who has one loss. Only loss was the weird week one to the Saints.
Yeah.
That's it. Ernest is in Nashville. Ernest, what's up?
What's up, Ernest?
Hey, you guys. I'm not sure you might have seen me there in the chat, but I wanted to weigh on to what Cousin Paul was saying about some of the drafting and significant signings over the last couple of years. I wouldn't say we've done too well in the draft. I mean, you look at Farley now. I know he, the ACL injury, you can't foresee that, but again, had a troubled college career and wasn't the most healthy. We had our Isaiah Wilson issues, not injury related, and then, the signing of Clowning. So we haven't done as well as we probably should have. But I just wanted to weigh on and say that what Cousin Paul was talking about. But the biggest thing I wanted to mention, and I know you guys are saying that, Vrabel is a petty guy and that Derrick Henry touchdown pass. I wanted to see the Titans at least in the third quarter come out and keep going with that momentum. It's kind of like they got a little conservative and were kind of just happy being up 27-3. And I know you kind of got to be cognizant of injuries, right? But, I mean, looking at what the Bengals and the Pats did yesterday, I mean, they didn't let off the gas until, maybe midway through the fourth quarter. I mean, talking about that Jets loss, I mean, the Pats beat them 54-13. So is the Patriots offense that much better than us? I don't think so. So I just want to weigh in and see what you guys think. I mean, AJ had 8 or 9 targets in the first half and it wasn't targeting at all in the second half. So I think, yes, it's a heck of a win and the defense deserves a huge, huge amount of credit for that. But I think it would have been really nice just to see the Titans go out and, win 40-3 or 45-3 or whatever it was. I know Tannehill had an interception in the third quarter that looked like it was going to be a scoring drive, but I would have been really, really, really happy with, a little bit more of a blowout win, send the message to the rest of the league. So I'll listen to y'all, but appreciate my call and thanks for listening, guys.
Absolutely.
It was a blowout win.
Ernest is a savage, man. Ernest said, run it up. Ernest said, man. Give me that 2 of those and 5 of those, please. That was good.
It was utter domination. I was watching Red Zone in the fourth quarter because there's no point in watching Chiefs-Titans anymore.
Ernest won it all, Jay.
27-3 is about as dominant as you can beat that team. I mean, even when you go up on them in the past, they would come back. Yeah. Remember what they did to the Texans, what they did to you a few years ago in the AFC title game? That they made their hay on giving up leads early, then coming back, and then they won the Super Bowl that year. Like, there's not much more you can do. The most important thing, I don't care if you put up 50 on them, it was about holding them to 3. That's the shocking thing.
Big.
Like, it's not that surprising they won the game. It's surprising they won the game 27-3. The 3 is the key component here as I lose my earphones.
Also putting, like, having the Chiefs having the ball in the red zone and still not being able to get in. I just knew when they hit the red, they were good. And then, what do they do? the Titans force a holding call. And I love my guy, and I'm not, you know, I'm not going to try to be bad central, but Trey had a couple holding penalties yesterday, calls by DeNico, calls by Big Jeff, hands to the face type stuff. Like, hey, they did exactly what you needed them to do. Rushing coverage, working in a tandem, man, it was exciting to kind of see that work considering how depleted this secondary has been so far. I'll say not depleted because next man up attitude is real inside that building for the Titans. But having a bunch of guys, being the young guys, Ben Farley, Ben Molden, like make plays and be Johnny on the spot and get interceptions in the linebacker core, you got to kind of just tip your hat and say, hey, they did what they were supposed to. But Ernest, you, sir, are a savage and you needed 50 and – I'm sorry that you couldn't see that yesterday.
Yeah, man. Take this one and be excited about it, please.
Look, we've gotten a lot of flack, especially after the Jets game and the Jags game, because it's like, no, you should have beat the Jets with what you had on the field and should have beat Jacksonville more. Kansas City, yes, the record's not good right now. They played better in the second half.
Yeah,
they played better. Not great.
They tempoed them.
But they played better.
Yeah.
That's hard to
defend. I mean, they get paid millions of dollars, too.
Yeah.
Yeah,
millions of dollars.
Millions of dollars.
SummerSlam's coming July 30th to Nissan Stadium, by the way. Coach T's on the line. What's going on, Coach T?
My Coach T?
Man, I tell you, man, Coach Vrabel had the D on swole yesterday, I tell you that. You know, so I love how they play. The question I got for you guys, J. Martin Rowe, is, you know, a few weeks ago when we talked about, you know, Henry getting the ball so much and having to mix it up, what was your feelings about that yesterday, having an opportunity of the Titans mixing the ball up? And then I know it's too early to talk Super Bowl, so do we have a team in a division or do we have a game coming up that we're going to run into a buzzsaw ourselves that could, you know, have, you know, kind of put us back in a little reality? So trying to see if we can run the table and then head to the Super Bowl this year. And by the way, next week you talk about Green Bay and the Cardinals, I got Cardinals plus 4.5 on that game, guys. Sit back.
All right, Coach, it's Thursday night, so you might want to make sure that bet's in a little early. That Thursday night game's going to be,
yeah.
That's going to be something else. In terms of the Titans in the Super Bowl, we'll do our top seven, bottom three. It's going to be the hardest one we've ever done.
It is.
We're going to try to figure out where the Titans are in the AFC. You can make an argument for any number of teams being at the top of the AFC. It's still early. There's a lot of football left to be played. The one thing we will say over and over again this week is, okay, you've beaten the Bills and the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
Now just go on a run. Like, if you lose the Rams, that's an NFC team. It's not anywhere near as important as the AFC games are, but it's on Sunday Night Football, so you have another chance to make a big-time impression in front of people. But as long as you keep beating the Texans, you beat the Texans twice, you beat the Jags, mm-hmm. you don't drop some of these games. The only game that I might pick against you for the rest of the year, unless there is a injury to the MVP of the league right now.
Or Tannehill,
yes. Is the Rams.
It's the Rams.
And I'll even have to think about that. But that was my Super Bowl, was the Rams and the Titans, with the Titans winning that game. Like, right now, I'm telling you, I'm going to pick your football team pretty consistently for the rest of the year.
Yeah. So, Coach T asked about, you know, yesterday's rep count when it came down to Derrick Henry. It was still 29 rushes for 86 yards. Also had 2 targets, 2 receptions for 16 in the passing game. Also threw a touchdown, and he had a day. This is the thing about his reps. I think if he can get to the second level, he's fine. The hits that he's taking, at least they're early on. They're taking him down. They're falling on him and just trying to drive him into the ground, because that makes him – he's target number one when it comes down to stopping his team. Hands down, no ifs, ands, or buts about it. He's target number one. You see the opposing defense celebrate when they stop him for 1 yard or they hit him in the back of the in the backfield, man. Again, I think to this point, Todd Downing has simplified this offense in a way – we said this earlier – has simplified this offense in a way that has created a bunch of angst when it comes down to trying to defend this offense. Look at what they're running. Running right, running left, pulling Roger, pulling Nate, and then play action. That's been it. Like, and that's a good thing. The teams are overselling so much that we're now seeing again, having AJ back is awesome, but that crossing route across the middle, mm-hmm. he's running that with so mm-hmm. much confidence. Mm-hmm. I don't think people understand to run that route consistently and know that people are going to be able to defend it and he still catch it in stride. I'm a knock on wood, but there has been no safety near him when he's catching that ball for the most part, man. And again, he's also a big body guy that you got to make a decision on when it comes down to tackling AJ going across the middle, man. And it's working. Again, Derrick Henry is the X factor when it comes down to it. When Dan Patrick, no, Brett Favre, he compared Derrick Henry to Randy Moss. It's true because it keeps the defense honest. It makes you say, well, what if? We've seen the what if in the Seattle game. We've seen the what if in the friggin' Jacksonville game. We've seen the what if in the Buffalo game. We've seen all of these what ifs because when Derrick Henry's behind center, he's got an opportunity. Why was that pass available? It was in the Big Cat.
Yep. It was my guy tight end one, Michael Pruitt.
You called that one from the day he was cut from, where was it, the Raiders or wherever he was?
49ers.
You said he was going to be a viable passing option, and he is. Again, the only thing I would want to see more is probably more of him.
I'm not really sure why we haven't seen more of him.
Still early, but Derrick Henry, 29 attempts, 86 yards, still a solid day because everybody else ate.
Again, they sat there and they were like, okay, somebody else beat us. And the Titans were like, sure, we'll do that. No problem at all. A.J. Brown, his last full football game, second half against the Bills, first half against the Chiefs. That dude's a stud.
Mm-hmm.
And if he's right, look the heck out when it comes to what the Titans could actually accomplish here. The telephone number is 615-737-1045. 737-1045 on this Reaction Monday. A reminder, Kevin Byard will join us off the start of next hour. When you're looking around the league, and I saw this from PFF, actually. I retweeted this just a bit ago about Mahomes, saying that Mahomes, I think it might have been, his name just escaped me, one of the PFF guys, one of their high, Mike Rimmer. He said, Mahomes is getting close to the spot Aaron Rodgers was a couple of years ago, where he's trying to make these hero plays down the field instead of playing within the offense. He's looking for all this big kind of stuff to overcome other things, and it's putting him in bad situations. I saw Dan Orlovsky say this morning that Mahomes needs to become a game manager, a little more of a game manager and a little less of a hero.
Yeah.
Mahomes is playing a little Russell Westbrook right now.
Mm-hmm.
Playing a little bit of hero ball in the bad way. I don't mean Lakers Russell Westbrook. I mean Thunder Russell Westbrook.
Right.
That guy. Like, he's trying to do a lot. He's trying to overcome a lot. But he's put himself in bad spots. He's got double-digit turnovers.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not even halfway through the NFL season yet. And there's an extra game this year. That's not trending in the right direction for the Chiefs.
Nah.
The Titans made them look not just beatable yesterday, but not a playoff team yesterday.
No. At this point, I don't think they make it. They're fourth in the AFC West. The Raiders are still playing well. You got other teams that are just in front of them. How many were there, 3-4 on the season? That's not this team. Again, and hearing the press conference yesterday directly after the game from Patrick Mahomes, he just kind of said, hey, we'll be fine, but we're in a rough patch right now. Well, Patrick, I'm sorry. Y'all can't afford a rough patch. You just can't. It's going to happen. But you're the baby goat. Again, I guess that's why they put two people on the Madden this year. Somebody was bound to take a L, and right now – It's Patrick Mahomes.
Hey, man, there's a Super Bowl hangover. A lot of teams losing the Super Bowl struggle after that fact. Remember the Niners the year after?
Sure did.
Didn't work out all that well. Remember the Falcons after they blew the 28-3 lead?
We didn't make the playoffs the next year.
Remember the Patriots after they lost to Nick Foles?
Yeah.
Like, there's some stuff here. Like, you see some things change around a little bit. I think the Patriots actually is a bad example. But this past year, the Chiefs got boat raced in that Super Bowl. That offensive line that was hurt didn't come back.
No.
Trey Smith, by the way, didn't have a great game yesterday.
Nah.
Couple penalties and got – he looked a little bit like a rookie.
He did.
But he's still pretty good. So look at the rest of the Chiefs schedule real fast. Giants, okay, I think they'll beat the Giants.
Yeah.
Packers, Raiders, Cowboys are the three games after that. Green Bay 6-1. The Raiders are leading the AFC West right now, and that's at Vegas. And then Dallas – is as good as anybody else in the NFC right now. You could potentially see a scenario where they are 4-7 when Denver comes to town on December the 5th.
Uh-oh.
Do I think they will be? Probably not. But the Titans used to do this thing where they would give you a blueprint on how to beat a team. They did it to Baltimore. They did it to New England. Like, teams would follow what they did and succeed doing it. Now, they didn't have Derrick Henry, but they had a lot of the other things that they were able to implement. I'm not saying that you pull a lot from that to learn how to beat Kansas City because other teams have done it.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never seen a Patrick Mahomes-led offense look that helpless, I think is the word. I kept waiting for big plays to happen, and they never happened. And I kept wondering, can we see the all 22 so I can see the coverage down the field? How in the world are guys not open, considering who is absent in this secondary? That's why Shane Bowen deserves 1,000% credit today, as do his players, because they had no business doing what they did yesterday. Zero. Like, had they given up 400 yards to Patrick Mahomes yesterday,
you justify it.
They would have been justified. Instead, you gave up half of that, and he didn't have a touchdown.
Right. That's huge. That's old school defense right there. We speak about, hey, offenses, offensive offenses. Like, we're not going to see this type of offensive, I mean, defensive showing anymore. Well, we got it yesterday against the baby goat. I see people making fun of that now. The baby goat. They sacrificed Patrick Mahomes for the well-being of Tom Brady, y'all. It's basically what we're dealing with right now. And to that MVP conversation again, a lot of people are not going to like when I say this, and it's not a hot take to be made. But right now, Tom Brady's got 21 touchdowns and 3 picks.
Yeah, he's ridiculous.
He's playing at a high level.
Mm-hmm.
He's also probably for one of the first times in his career, like, leading the league in passing yards. He just hit 600 touchdowns, I think, on the year yesterday.
Remember they gave the football away, had to go get it back?
Yeah.
600 for his career.
600 for his career.
Not yesterday.
No,
that would
have. But they could have if they had played a few more minutes.
Exactly. I think so. Another quarter.
So, again, Derek's got to keep it moving if you want it, because just that in itself, I'm not downing the guy because he's important. He's an MVP-type guy. But Tom Brady is actually having a real good sneaky year.
Oh, yeah. If he were to win the MVP, if he kept playing at this rate, you could easily see him win it. There's a number of quarterbacks, though, that have the opportunity. Kyler's playing undefeated and playing out-of-his-mind football. We already talked about that. Stafford's playing great with the Rams. 2 weeks from now, when it's the Rams-Titans, you're going to have two MVP candidates on the field together.
Yeah.
With Derrick Henry and him. And you can even throw Aaron Donald in that mix if you really wanted to get interesting with it. David, Kevin, and Steve have called in. We'll take a break. We'll get to those phone calls on the other side. And again, Kevin Byard will join us at 9 a.m. sharp. You won't want to miss that. It's a real celebratory reaction Monday here in Nashville after the Titans just throttled the Chiefs 27-3. It's J. Martin and Moan on 104.5 The Zone.